Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Following to the best of our ability what took place in Nashville. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. Three children are dead. Three adults are dead. The murderer dead as well. A woman who made claim in social media and other places to be a man. And when I see things like CBS News is attempting to confirm this person's gender identity, I say, no, we're not. The only thing that had to be confirmed, was it a woman or was it a man? Because yesterday it seemed like it was a man who did the shooting who claimed to be a woman. Clearly, as more reporting comes out, we're seeing that this is a woman, and mass shootings are not often committed by women, who claims to be a man, or at least claim to be a man. Of course, the other thing that's coming out is pseudo-intellectualism like that of Chasten Buttigieg, the spouse of the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, who tweets out, it's the guns. Okay, we'll ban the drag queens. No, it's the guns. Okay, we'll make sure to lock the doors. You can't be this irrational and think that you should have a voice in the public square. And Chasten Buttigieg, his sole connection to the idea of being a somebody is who he's married to. That's it. Chasten Buttigieg has no mind and is proving that by making statements like this. It's the guns, it's the guns, it's the guns. I had somebody tweet to me, so now people are upset when someone suggests Second Amendment solutions. What in the world do you think a Second Amendment solution is? Curtailing it? Preventing it from existing? Keeping me from accessing it or utilizing it? A violation of my rights is not a Second Amendment solution. This is an ignorant position. It's ignorant when it gets said on Twitter. It's ignorant when it's said by Chasten Buttigieg. Of course it is. Continues to be. We're not going to notice the what people are going to refer to, I think, flippantly as the mental illness issue. It's I think, much bigger than that. It is societal. Let's call it what it is, a societal illness issue. See, we're going to focus on this story because six people were killed in a school. How many people were killed on the streets of Indianapolis this month? How many people were killed on the streets of Indianapolis this month? And when is somebody going to stick a microphone in Joe Hogsett's face and ask him what the hell he's doing? Oh, no one? As a matter of fact, you get told here when you're media, hey, have breakfast with the mayor and ask questions. Just remember, pad and paper only. Everybody in Joe Hogsett's office is a child. And any journalist who shows up with a pad and paper, as opposed to, I don't know, a pad of paper and a pencil, as opposed to, let's say, a pen, or a video camera, or a way of recording them, is a fool. The mayor's not in charge of how you record him. The mayor should be put on the record every day. But nope, that's not what happens in Indianapolis, is it? How many people are dead in Indianapolis this month? Is it more than six? Then where's the outrage? You think it's the gun? You don't know anything and you're purposeful to it. This is so obviously societal. Something has been introduced to the society that must be extricated, or something is missing from the society that must be introduced. By the way, the headline over at WIBC.com, IMPD investigating two Monday evening shootings, one dead. This is every day in Indianapolis. You think it's the gun? I can point you to thousands, to tens of thousands of gun owners in Marion, Hamilton, Hancock, all the donut counties. people who have more than one firearm. They're not doing anything wrong, and the firearm isn't acting on its own. And only the most ignorant in a society would think that it is. Well, the problem is the guns. No, the problem is the society. The problem is what we're doing. The problem is how we're acting or not reacting. Something has been introduced into society. The acceptance of mental illness, the placating of it, perhaps. The coddling of it, the nurturing of absolutely horrific ideas, and the total inability to be honest and clear and direct and focused and say no. Maybe it's the removal of God altogether. Maybe it's people who have so been stripped away of things to believe in and have faith in the nihilism so surrounding them, they're just looking for something. And when they can't find it, they take it out on those people who they somehow believe took it from them. As I stated in the very beginning about this shooting in Nashville, there's a manifesto that this woman wrote. That manifesto will come out. We'll be able to read it. Some people are going to speculate on what that manifesto says. And they're going to speculate now before having it. Nope. Until late last night, it seems, we weren't sure whether the shooter was a man or a woman. Things change, as they often do, and we talk about this all the time as stories come out. I'm not going to speculate on a manifesto. I know others are. I know what they're going to say. I'll wait to read. I'll wait to see. But if we are going to continue this total dishonesty from the gun-grabbing crowd that believes that my rights should be curtailed because of what somebody else does, we will once again be doing to the society what has already been done to the society. Tearing it asunder as opposed to dealing with real issues. Honestly, clearly, directly, and thusly. And those people who want to scream about guns, I don't have time for you, children. You're bad people. I'm sorry nobody's told you till now. You don't have to be bad people. Stop being bad people. But if you think lawful gun owners are okay with what happened in Nashville or okay with what happens on the streets of Indianapolis every day, you're out of your damn mind. You're ignorant and you're purposefully ignorant because you believe somehow this could be fixed if everybody just does what you say. That's crazy town. We need adults to work on big problems, not children like Chasten Buttigieg and his childlike solutions.